A 42-year-old Marshall man who was the subject of a manhunt following two shootings on October 2, 2019 in Saline County has a court proceeding set for today. Authorities allege Terrell Palmer shot four people at two different residences. One of the victims died and three others suffered injuries. The shootings led to a citywide lockdown and Palmer fled the area and was apprehended in Mississippi on October 18th. Palmer is facing a Class A felony for murder in the first degree and several other felony charges. Due to the severity of the charges, the court has ordered no bond and Palmer remains in custody. A plea trial setting hearing is scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning at Saline County Circuit Court. A 67-year-old Boonville woman who was the driver involved in a fatal crash in Cooper County on June 14, 2020, is due in court today. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, a motorcycle driven by 59-year-old James Brandle of Boonville was traveling northwest on Missouri Highway 87 when it was struck by a northwest-bound SUV driven by Karen Lynn Gately. Brandle died from his injuries. Gately was not injured. Gately pleaded not guilty on April 12th to a charge of involuntary manslaughter in the first degree. Gately posted 10% of the $10,000 bond on September 9th of last year. Her next court appearance is scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning at Cooper County Circuit Court. The Saline County Health Department is offering a walking challenge for children under the age of 18 starting today and lasting through August 15th. Health officials say the walking challenge will include prizes such as a year membership to the YMCA in Marshall, a pass to the Marshall Aquatic Center for 2022, and a Fitbit. Children who want to compete in this challenge can stop by the health department to pick up a pedometer and tracking sheet. Participants must wear their pedometer daily and get as many steps as possible. Participants must return their tracking sheet to the health department by Wednesday, August 18th. The health department is located at 1825 South Atchison Avenue in Marshall. For more information, you can call the health department at 660-886-3434. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services will be sponsoring a COVID-19 testing in Sedalia before, during, and after the Missouri State Fair. COVID-19 testing will be available from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today and Monday, August 23rd at the VIP tent on the fairgrounds. Health officials say signage will direct individuals to the testing site. Testing also will be available at the Thompson Hills Shopping Center from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday, August 16th. No pre-registration is required. Persons will receive information about notification of test results at the time of testing. The administration in the Glasgow School District says there are many important dates prior to the start of school, but administrators say keep in mind different staff members or coaches may also inform you of other dates not included. Senior registration by appointment via Mrs. Derboven is today. Now, tomorrow is junior registration by appointment via Mrs. Derboven. At 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 6th grade orientation will be at Bramble Hall. 9th grade orientation is at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Bramble Hall. Sophomore registration is Thursday by appointment via Mrs. Derboven. Students in 7th and 8th grade may sign up for lockers Thursday and Friday of this week. You need to call Debbie Lyons to schedule an appointment. Open house is scheduled to be held from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Thursday, August 19th. The first day of school is Tuesday, August 24th. The Salisbury High School Student Council will be hosting an open house for 7th graders, freshmen, and new students in the lobby this afternoon and evening. District administrators say two options will be available to attend from 4:30 to 5:30 this afternoon or 6 to 7 o'clock this evening. Student Council members will meet with students to give them a tour of the building and answer questions they have. Staff members will be meet with parents and or guardians to give them information about school procedures and answer their questions. All-Stars Barbershop in Warrensburg is scheduled to host its 5th annual Fresh for Success back-to-school event for Johnson County and surrounding areas from 3 to 7 p.m. Monday, August 16th. According to business owner Will Taylor, it will offer free haircuts, school supplies, and shoes to young students in the community. All parents and or guardians must register their child or children for free school supplies and free shoes. Appointments and registration for a free haircut must be scheduled by today. The first day of school in Warrensburg is Wednesday, August 25th. To register and make an appointment, you can call Taylor at 816-345-5735. KMMO News Time is 7:37. Evelyn Close, age 91, of Green Ridge, died Saturday. Funeral arrangements are pending at McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia. Funeral service for 86-year-old Dorothy Fox of Jefferson City, who died Thursday, will be held at 11 a.m. today at Freeman Mortuary in Jefferson City, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Funeral service for 78-year-old Russell Brashears of rural Nelson, who died Wednesday, will be held at 2 p.m. today at Marshall Family Worship Center, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Mount Carmel Cemetery in Marshall. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 59-year-old Marcus Wells of Fayette, who died Friday, will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Fremont Freeze Funeral Home in Fayette, where visitation will be held from 5 to 7 o'clock this evening. Burial will follow tomorrow's service at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Jacksonville. Funeral service for 91-year-old Warner Perkins of Marshall, who died Thursday, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Sunset Garden Cemetery in Marshall. Funeral service for 60-year-old Edna Simmons of Marshall, who died Friday, will be held at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 1:30. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.